What is going on, everybody? Happy Friday. Hope you're having an amazing day. Just got done working out. Just had a fantastic day, actually. Today was really fun. You know why? Because I chose to make it an awesome day. But I had this this epiphany. I was actually doing an interview with a bunch of prospective online trainers, and somebody asked me about my origin story, like why I got into fitness, why, you know, like what have I seen over the last 10 years since I've been in the fitness industry? And it reminded me of why I got into this, and I really want to share the story with you. And while everyone thinks that like weight loss or looking a certain way or having abs or confidence is the goal, I assure you it's not. So if you're new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, a fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness. I'm a real estate investor, a husband, a father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And so today, again, I was interviewing some peoples for an online training position, and they asked me about my, like what got me into fitness. And so it's been since when I was 16 years old. So 16 years ago, I got into fitness on accident. I took a advanced PE class, which was just another name for lifting weights. And so through this weightlifting class, I learned to lift weights. And I was always in the sports, and so like it wasn't too far away from, you know, you would have believed that I would like lifting weights. That part made sense. But it was more than just lifting weights to me. In fact, it became a calling, and it became something that really just gave me the blueprint of how I live my life today, 16 years later. And so at that time in my life, I was super angry, like angry. Like I went to anger management and anger therapy. I had been, just angry kid, kicked out of lots of basketball games, kicked out of school, punching holes in the wall. Even broke my hand trying to punch a door, an oak door, and that didn't turn out as well as it does punching drywall. Just a very angry kid. And lifting weights, well, at the time I thought it was my outlet, right? I thought that it was my energy. It's all this like built up testosterone that I was outlaying this energy into lifting weights. That's what I thought it was when it first happened, because all of a sudden I started to feel better. I started to feel like I was in had more control. But ultimately, what I realized now, 16 years later, that it actually had nothing to do with the energy, but it had everything to do with that one word I just said, which is control. And so at that moment, I just I had no control over my life. Like I was, you know, you're 16 years old, you get told what to do. You don't have any control over what food you eat, or, you know, or money or time or anything. You're just told what to do. And I was battling severe self-confidence issues. I hated myself. I hated the way I looked. I could not control it. I was like, okay. And I started lifting weights, and unbeknownst to me, I realized that I could control one thing, and that was my body. I was like, whoa, when I lift weights, actually my body starts to get bigger. And I had severe self-conscious issues around my facial features. I had really big ears, really big nose, eyes. I had a big noggin, for lack of a better word. But what I realized was that when my body got bigger, my head looked smaller. I was like, interesting. So maybe I can't make my face any smaller. I can make my nose smaller. I can make my ears smaller, but I can make my body bigger. And so that contrast of perception inherently made all those things look smaller. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try to get as big as I can. And all of a sudden it worked. I was like, whoa, I can control. And I started to feel better. And through that, I really realized that at that point in my life, I hadn't control over nothing in my life, but what I did have control over was my body. And then from there, I ended up realizing that, you know what, when I controlled my body, I started to feel better about myself, so I had control over my emotions. Also, I stopped getting angry, I stopped like throwing these temper tantrums. I stopped I stopped punching things. And all of a sudden, I started to control my mind, and all of a sudden, I started to control my life, and I was like, whoa, that is cool. Right, and I was like, this is my blueprint, this is what I need, this is what my calling was. And from there, I've been able to parlay that skill of learning how to control my body, and now I'm able to control my finances, my wealth, my financial situation. I'm able to control my relationships with my family, with my kids, with my teammates, with strangers. I'm able to basically get what I want in life, all the personal fulfillment that I want. There's something up here. Anything that I want in life, like if I want it, I'll get it. I'll make it happen. You know what? Because I realize that I'm in control of that. I make the choice every single day to be in control. And that's what this whole journey is all about. It's not about losing weight. It's not about you feeling confident. It's not about you looking in the mirror and like seeing abs, or being able to put a swimsuit on, or being able to put some board shorts on and like look in the mirror and like and take a selfie. That's not what it's about. What it's about is your ability to be able to control that and say, you know what, I can do that. You know why? Because I know the skills. I know that I have the skill sets. I have all the facets that I need in order for me to be able to control that piece of my life. And when you have that, guess what you're able to do? You're able to control everything else in your life, because it's not just about fitness. It never has been and never will be. It's not just about the way you look. It's not just about the way you feel. It's about everything. It's about when you take care of your health, you take care of your wealth, you take care of your relationships, and most of all, you take care of your personal fulfillment, your meaning. Like, there's no point. The point of life is not just to exist. It's not just to get by. It's not just to live till you're 80. Like, no one said, you know what? I'm really glad that I just lived to 80 years old. Like, what did you do on that journey to 80 years old? Did you actually live life, or did you just exist? Did you just get by? Did you just play it safe? Did you play it comfortable? Right? Did you sit on the couch and watch Netflix all day? Right? Did you just show up to your job, work 40 hours a week for the man, and say, you know what? I made it. I survived. I raised some kids. I got them out of the house. Like, is that really the life that you want to share? Is that your story that you want to write? Is it? Like, ask yourself that question. And if it is, fine. Like, that's okay. Like, that. Like, I'm not trying to project my preferences onto you or my goals onto you, but, you know, I think inherently we all realize that, like we're put on this purpose, excuse me, we're put on this earth for a reason. And that's to serve a purpose. And so you got to find what your purpose is. And the only way to do that is to understand that, like, you're in control of your life. So the moment that you start blaming other things, blaming other people, blaming circumstance, blaming your kids, your wife, your kids, or your job, whatever it may be, that's ultimately when you give away your power. You give away your ability to control your life. And so if you're sitting here and you're like, you're not happy with your body, not happy with the way you look, good. The first thing you need to do, take ownership. Like, the reason why you are the way you are is because you did it. Congratulations. That's your first win. If you're 40 pounds overweight, nice freaking job. You did that. You created 40 pounds overweight by eating crap, right? Not paying attention to your food, not paying attention to your body weight, not exercising, not literally just giving a shit about yourself. Like, good job. You did that. Take ownership over it, right? Own it. Now, next thing you need to do, take ownership over you losing this freaking 40 pounds. Take ownership over that. Say, okay, I did this to myself. I'm going to take care of myself and get myself out of this as well, right? Do the things you need to do. Show up. Grow up, right? Start taking care of yourself. Start caring. Start giving a shit. That's what you need to do, right? Take back control of your life. Understand that every single day you wake up, you get to make the choice. You get the choice to say, I'm in control. I get to make this happen. I get to choose. See these hands right here? These hands? Like, guess what? In my head, I see one. In my head, I see two. In my head, I see three. In my head, I see grab something. You know, you have the control. You have the choice to grab food, and you can either choose to put it in your mouth or you choose to not put it in your mouth, right? You have the choice to use your credit card and buy good food, or you have the choice to go to the drive-thru and buy that. Ultimately, it's your choice, right? I don't care how much time you think you don't have. I don't care how much knowledge you think you don't have. I don't care about how much willpower you think you don't have. Like, it doesn't matter. You know what matters is that you believe those things. Those things, like, are they serving you, number one? Are they? Like, is your belief that you don't have time, that you don't know what to do, that you don't have enough money, that you don't have the willpower, like, do those beliefs serve you? Ask yourself, like, do they serve you? Right? And then ask yourself, like, if you just made the decision today, say, I am going to make time. I am going to find the money. I am going to find the resources. I am going to make it happen. Do you think that belief serves you? Do you think that if you actually believe that and say that to yourself and you actually, like, embody it, do you think you actually will be successful? What are your chances? Right? Think about that. That's the choice you get to make as well. And so I'm kind of ranting a little bit, but ultimately, it's your choice, right? And it's your choice to be in control or to not be in control. And again, no weight loss, no hitting a certain amount of pounds on the scale or hitting a certain PR in the gym is ever going to satisfy you. But what will satisfy you, what will fulfill you, what will make you take a deep breath and smile is that you're like, I did that. You know what? I made it happen. I'm in control. I live my life. And that's what it's truly about. So hopefully this message really resonated with you. If you did, please like, comment, share, all the good stuff. You're in control of your emotions. You're in control of your actions. So guess what? Control your action right now. Hit that like button. Smash it. Comment on this. Let me know that you heard it. And yeah, hey, hope you have a wonderful day. Happy Friday. And you know what I'll do, actually? I'm going to drop our 42-day Belly Fat Blasting Guide below. And I want you to take action on that. Take control of your life. It's absolutely free. Recipe book, meal plan, grocery list, everything. Like, it's bomb. It's absolutely free. Take advantage of it. And you know what? Take back control of your life. Happy Friday. My name is Logan Manzanares, and I am out. Bye.